I'm Derek Annis. This is Poetry Moment, and I'm going to read Poem in Search of Body by Andrew Cook. A list of chores a few days after the birth of my son includes taking him to the doctor for his circumcision, and I am startled to be reminded of the body, which sometimes stands to say hello with foam in its mouth. I hold my child's body, not yet believing in its obscenity. I cannot help but think of small and sudden reds. The cardinal I am always surprised to see in the yard, the cardinal I find in a puddle of feathers, the wet parts missing. Another detail. Just shut your eyes. Fill all the little cups of your lungs. I consider revisions to my list of chores. Break all the way down. Split the air in half. Try to carry it. I am trying to say the smallest part of me. The girl in my fifth grade class, whose name I remember was Angel, whose eyes I remember filled with tears as blood began to pool in the seat beneath her. No one had told her, it's okay to be an animal. It's okay if your God is too small to see, if your God is your own viscera. We are asleep in blood. My child has the crooked set of pinkies and ear notch that I have, that one of his great-grandmothers had, half again. Already the way I say family is making all of us bleed together. To resemble, that is, to be already a little dead. Your body looks like my body, which looks like a body deep underwater. Proceed by disintegration. Sometimes it's exhausting to remember how miraculous everything is, how a miracle is something made of mud and milk that constantly quits, how miracles gather in the dark and eat one another. Some evenings I watch whole countries of cloud proliferate in the air north of God, their giant dissolutions colonizing the sky, and the air goes neon red. The blue shattered out of it. I know when the light needs another body. One day it'll claim mine. This is Derek Annis, and that was Poem in Search of Body by Andrew Cook, which was originally published in the Gettysburg Review.